It's been here our whole lives. Our whole life, I mean. It's been here our whole life. The truth has been hidden in plain view our whole life. The lamb slain in mathematics, lambda. In science, in literature, in script, in Greek script, the lamb slain, the word lamb keeps showing up. 33 keeps showing up. Jesus died at 33. 11:11 keeps showing up. That's the cube. You're in the cube. The flesh mind can't see the truth. You see patterns everywhere. That patterns are pa, the pa, after the pa. You see red versus blue everywhere. That's the Turing machine. That's the turning. That's the verse. And you might say, how can red versus blue be verse in the Bible? Because blue letter law pushes you to red letter grace. And then you swing back and forth. You go through the Turing process till you learn to walk in the Spirit and stay under grace, walk by faith. Because red is the blood as well. And Abel came to God through the blood sacrifice. The red versus the blue that you see on the highway is the Turing machine. The dashes you see on the highway are the pattern, the path. The telephone poles with a cross at the top, those are patterns with a cross on the top. The transformer is telling you transform air. The communication wires between the two poles is the communion. So in between standing, you stand at your post and you do your duty. And then you get in communion. You go stand at your post, do your duty, get back in communion. In other words, you keep short accounts. You stay prayed up. You abide in Christ. You abide in the truth. You keep focusing on Jesus and His saints and fellowship with the saints around the Word. And so the communion is the communication. Communicación. In Spanish, right? C-O-M means together. M is water vessel and union. So in your water vessel, you got the Holy Spirit that ties you back to God through Christ, because it's Christ in you. The mediator, there's one mediator between God and man, that's Lord Jesus Christ. And so to be in communion and fellowship with God, you have to receive Jesus and get the Holy Spirit, the seed of the Word, in the womb of your heart. You have to receive God's Word, which is the seed, into the womb of your heart so that you can get a new heart born again from above. And so these cars that are going down this highway, they are vessels. They're transportation vessels. Transport. The earth is a transport vessel. The earth actually is the portal. And your car is a portal. Your body is a portal. You're walking through a portal 24/7. You're actually being changed moment by moment. Every day, every moment is a portal. Time doesn't exist. The repeat that you see is just a Turing machine. Time is just a repeat. It's not linear. It's the same. There's nothing new under the sun. That He told us. It's been here all life. The movies have told us. Groundhog Day told you. It's a repeat every day. There's a lot of movies out there that show you the repeat, and it's just a repeat and repeat every day. And the word repeat goes back to P-E. Physical education. P is the seed. E-A-T is eat. Eat the Word. Drink the Word. That's why Jesus said, drink of my blood and eat of my flesh, because He was serious. Because He is eternal life, and you're eating and drinking of the Word every day. You're actually swimming in the Word. Your water vessel is actually swimming in the ether of the Word. Somebody needs to download these messages, because when they take me out, you can repeat them, upload them somewhere. I spent 7 years of my life, and I spent 30 years seeking the truth, but 7 of those years I spent decoding and comparing the code that's hidden in plain view with the Bible, and it's all tied together. It's all intermingled. It doesn't matter if you live in 1D land, 2D land, 3D land, 5D land, it's all Christ. And it's a holy writ. It's writ everywhere. It's stained everywhere. R-I-T. Google that. The holy writ is stained everywhere. It's all intermingled. Intermingled. It's all tied together. It's a holographic fractal. And that's why you can know all things, because you go back to the cross and you can actually go to the cross and you can know how the lost person thinks, because you used to be lost. You can know how every saved person thinks, because you have the mind of Christ. But you know a lost person's train of thought. You know that they're slaves to the world, the flesh, and the prior life. You know they're slaves to the devil. So you know everything about them is when they're coming at you, they either want money, they want pride, they want praise and self-glory and self-worship, or they want some kind of flesh they can't never be satisfied. They want something to do with the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. You know that about them, and they can't stop. The devil can take them captive at will any time, and actually their mind is the AI program. So the cares of this life, the media, the news, the music, they can't cut it off. Even some saved people can't cut it off. But once you overcome that, and you learn, one of the hardest things to do about breaking the program, and so everything's like an AI program until you get the mind of Christ and you become your own independent thinker, you know. One of the hardest things to do to break loose from the program is break loose from the music, because the music is penetrating your ear gate. And that's how you get saved, right? Through the ear gate, by the preaching of the word. And so the music is hitting your ear gate in such a manner that it's hard to cut the music off. But if you can cut the music off for a week, you can cut it off for a year. And if you do cut it off for a year, I promise you, if you can cut the music off for a year, you'll probably never cut it back on, ever. Because what's going to happen is the Holy Spirit is going to teach you, because you've cut off the noise and you're listening to Him. And He's teaching you all the time, 24/7, 7 days a week. But as long as you got the noise of the system, you can't hear from the Spirit. Now, after about 7 years, you could probably, well, no, you can't cut the noise back on. Once you cut the noise off for 2 or 3 years, you don't want to go back. You don't want to go back at all. Because that noise is a part of the brainwashing system, the devil system, to get you to think like doctrines of demons and doctrines of devils. And most of the stuff that the culture produces, you know, somebody living with somebody who's not married, that's contrary to the scripture. That's contrary to the truth. But the culture, through their movies and music and all, they want you to think that's normal. It's not. It's abnormal. And there's other things that are so obviously abnormal. Some of those comedians driving around in cars, they're abnormal, but they try to make the abnormal look normal. And so they're so contrary that if you cut off all the noise, you won't be bombarded with all that junk. And it's all lies. It's all Babylon. And I know you have to work around people, but if you can get a job, if you can take a job where you have peace and quiet, then you got something, you know. If you can work by yourself or something, then you got something. There's always going to be distractions. But when you get back to the house or you get in your car, you can do, while you're driving home, you can use that time to meditate. And be honest with you, even if you didn't upload any videos or audios, if you just start speaking the word, it starts to flow. You actually sense the Holy Spirit speaking through you. After you do this for a while, once you start to speak, the Holy Spirit starts to flow, and it's not even you anymore. It's the Holy Spirit. It is you, but God leads you as you're speaking, because the word discourse means to speak. And so as you're speaking, your body, your watership, your bodyship is going about its proper discourse, because it's all praise and worship. So as you're speaking the truth, giving Jesus the praise, glory, and honor, and showing the code hidden in plain view and rightly dividing the word of truth, the Bible, showing it all points to Him, what does that mean? You're thinking back to the cross. And T-H-I-N-K means T-H-A-N-K, A-A-T-H-A-N-K. Because when you're thinking, you're thankful. And when you're thankful, God is, He's thankful that you're thankful about Jesus, because that's what Jesus came for, to save you. And so when you think back to Jesus and the cross, you're thankful for Christ. And so that's praise and worship, because you're thinking about Jesus and you're thankful and you're aware, you're conscious. But when you got the noise and the music and the TV and all that, you become unaware, and this you're being brainwashed by the AI program of the devil, for real. I know it's hard to see while you're still in it, but once you cut it off, this is why all the prophets had to live out in the woods, right? They lived out by themselves. Because you can hear the word, you can hear the spirit, you can speak, and it's, and God speaks through you, and it happens all the time. Once you get in a pattern of magnifying Christ through whatever spiritual gift He gave you, it could be music, whatever, you get in the spirit flow. And that's why people can write poems and music that give glory to God. And I'm not talking about worldly music, I'm talking about praise and worship music. But people can write psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and make melodies in their heart. And that's a gift. I don't have that gift. But once you get in the flow of whatever the gift is, whether it's preaching, teaching, witnessing, helping, whatever it is, you get in that flow and God is starting to speak and work through you. And it's like, it's totally contrary to the world. The world wouldn't even believe it. Even some Christians wouldn't even believe it. But you know it's the truth, because you start to see yourself improve, you start to see yourself grow, you start to see yourself, it's like living waters coming out from within. It's just proven. And other people, even in the real world, other people say, you know, I like talking to you, I really like hearing what you have to say. It just flows out. I can't help it now. It just flows out, because you bring every thought into captivity when you cut off the noise. And by bringing every thought into captivity, you shift to a new paradigm that it's all about Christ, and the universe is actually on your side. And there's even if a negative hits you, you can turn it into a good. You can turn the scrambled eggs into an omelet every time. And when people start to hear that positive come out of your mouth, that God's got it all under control, and the reason they get in those mindsets is because they're listening to the world's negativity, the news, the media, and the drama. But all that's to push you so that you become aware of your inner man. And the Bible talks about being renewed in the inner man in many places. So this is not Christ consciousness. This is just being aware of the Holy Spirit and cutting off the noise and letting God work through you. That's all. It's really easy. It's really the normal life, to be honest with you. This is what's normal. The other is abnormal. The noise is abnormal. The peace and quiet and meditation is normal. And once you get into that, you will never go back. Once you get into the normal contemplation and reflecting and peace, you'll never go back to the noise of the system, ever. Because why would you get rid of the gold and go pick up pennies? You wouldn't. Why would you get rid of the gold, the Holy Spirit teaching you, and listening to the penny, the instead of gold stocks, you take penny stocks? Why would you go listen to junk when you can actually invest in the gold, which is the Holy Spirit? Because the worldly wisdom is not even worth, it's not even worth a penny. It's actually negative, to be honest with you. You're in debt. When you're in the world's mindset, you're a debtor to the devil. But when you're in the mind of Christ, it's a win-win. When you're in the mindset of the devil and the program of the system, it's a lose-lose. But when you're with Christ, it's a win-win.